Henda, you are now entering a space for black history. A voice for the voiceless. The Harbinger on the Line Revolution. A marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyigi, even if when they ask you, how sabiini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and
Indaba ribene, ladies and gentlemen, straight from Dubai. Sheikh Mugweva in the fucking building.
Sheikh Mugweva.
It's only fitting because I'm the sheikh of podcasts.
Musaltoni wa musalto.
Anyway, Indaba ribene, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Podcast and Chill. We got a guest co-host, by the way. Give it up for Umpo Pops. You're like part of the furniture now, man. You family, bro. My man. I think you're the only celeb who's been on the podcast three times now.
I am, no?
Yeah.
The first one.
Yeah. Can you give him some volume there? His mic is a bit low. Yeah, bring it closer there.
Bring it closer.
Yeah.
It's better now.
Yeah.
Hey. They'll make you a meme. Don't do
that. Yeah. Chicken pox or monkey pox. I forget itchy.
Yeah. Ghost Ladies here as well.
Yep.
Asol couldn't be here, man, because he's got fever. He's got a rash. What else he's got? But he's not feeling well.
He's
man.
Got a flu.
Yeah.
He's got a fever.
I am Kalela, yo.
It's hard. It's Solomes, if you're watching the Super Bowl and all.
Yeah, hard, right.
My dog.
Yeah, but we're back.
Nila. I will make sure your seat is warm and your invoice is taken care of. Skawaran chaka.
You got big shoes to fill there, eh? Literally.
No,
I was thinking about, I'm like, fuck, man. Maybe it's Saul's body saying like, yo, take it easy, man.
It is, guys. It is. We are overloading us. Guys, you guys are on. Mm. You guys are proper on. You know what I mean? So besides the podcast, let's count everything else Sol is doing.
Because he's probably the hardest working person. Him and Robert Boy, they're fighting for the title. Hardest working person in showbiz. I mean, think about it, right? Okay, cool. You're a random person. Normal person.
Yeah.
You wake up in the morning. You turn on the radio. You hear Sol on Kai. All right, sharp. You get to work. When you get to work, lunch break, you're like, let me go on social media, see what's happening.
Sol's trending, retweeting, commenting on every tweet.
You know what I mean? And then you get home, you turn on your TV. Sol's there.
Well dressed, presenting a show. Makeup. You're like, when did this happen? Then you decide, laptop.
Then you decide, let me go on YouTube or something. Yes. I'm tired of TV, let me go on YouTube.
Fuck. Sol's.
Just when you're thinking, okay, let me just go to the club.
Yeah, he's going to kill. Look at my eyes.
It's too much.
Anzor, we're going to airport. We're going to Dubai. No ways. It's too much, guys.
So it's his body. But you probably had something like that because you do a lot of shit as well, bro.
Yeah.
Your
body tells you at some point, no, this is enough. Mm. You can't do this anymore. And that's the thing with us creatives. The busier you are, the less, I don't know if you've noticed, the less creative you are. Because you're just going. You're just like, let me finish. Let me collect. But your creativity starts getting less and less and less. Only when you take a break does your creativity come back.
Yeah, but the thing is, with this industry, you're only on top for so long. You're not going to be on top forever.
That's the mentality. The mentality is strike.
I don't like
hot.
His mic. Can you move it up a bit? I can't hear him properly, man. Just move it up a bit. Yeah, there we go.
So the mentality is strike while you're hot, right?
Yes.
And the thing is, dog, if you're hot for a long time, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, it's not like, look, and I'm not throwing shade at anyone, but there are people who literally have a season where, like, you have a hit for like 6 months or 9 months or a year. you're hot for that time. You can gig all out for a year. You guys have the biggest podcast in Africa. You're going to be hot for a while. You know? And Saul is good at the other shit he does. He's good at his TV gigs. He's good at his radio gig. He's good at DJing. So you got 5 or 6 things you're hot at.
Don't forget, you might go to a pageant and he's MCing.
Everything. Baba.
Miss Toyando 2022.
Miss Toyando.
Shundufazo Maringzi.
Anyway, Ghost Lady, have you been to Dubai, bro?
No, I've not.
Guys. Who's been to Dubai here? Hands in the air.
Hands in the air.
Hands in the air. Ghost Lady, it is beautiful.
It's unreal.
Pure opulence. It is like playground of the rich. Mm. It's like the buildings are huge. Everything is just big. Yeah. It's beautiful. Mm. I never knew there were so many POPs though. Yeah, there were so many POPs there.
How?
I thought you said POP.
Why so many Shangan people in Dubai? What are you going on about?
Proof of payment. Like girls that you have to buy. Like this, that are selling.
Oh, there was a lot of girls to buy in
Dubai.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, so you started seeing familiar faces.
No, it's just like they're just selling everywhere, bro.
Yeah, dog. It's where the rich play. It makes sense.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's why the red light district used to pump so much back in the day. Mm. Is because you knew that was the best place to go to get stuff. So the red light district wouldn't just have ladies from Amsterdam, and we have ladies from all over the world. Because they knew that was the street to get the top quality. You know what I mean? So that's what Dubai has become, because now we don't live in a society that goes, I funu kuya ku red light district ngiyothenga. Now I want to go to a place where it's disguised as.
Yeah, of course.
And that's what Dubai gives you.
Yeah.
You don't even have to make, ghost lady. Mm. You just go, how much for a blowjob? 2,000 dirhams. All right, azambe.
Oh, but that's a 2,000 for a blowjob. Habibi MacGyver, 2,000.
Then I just lift up my thing. It's like says,
I get a quote per
leak. So you're naked underneath.
Muna gay 2, Malin. 3 dirham. Okay, Muna gay 1, 2.
There's a girl. There's a Russian girl we met at some hotel we're at. Like, there's a pool party from 11 a.m. The pool party starts until like 10 p.m. So we went out there and she wanted to have a threesome. I was like, damn.
With another girl or with
No, no, with
Saul?
Me. No, with me and my woman.
Rashi Pumara.
No, with me and my woman. Because I went there with my woman.
Yeah.
She wanted to have a threesome, this Russian girl, man.
Oh,
what
snap.
Did she say? Like, what? Did she just...
Who proposed it? Yeah.
Who
proposed
it? No, she proposed. She was like, are you guys game for like... Obviously, the English is bad, but we could hear.
Hey. You know. You guys want to, you know, me, you, all of us, you know.
And let me guess, at this point, you didn't answer. You just looked at your woman like,
yeah, exactly. We're never going to see her again. It's Vladimir Putin, the shit.
What do you do when you put in a situation like that, dog?
Nah, bro. I mean, what can you do, bro? But it was wild. Like, they're just so free, man.
Ooh.
Yo.
You know?
And how much for the threesome?
I wouldn't get to the price. We didn't get to the price. But it's so crazy. Like, when did you go to Dubai?
I went to Dubai before pandemic. I think 2019, 2018. And same, I went, it was a magical trip. Like, I experienced everything you're saying. You get there, you realize, it's just rich people and wealthy people.
Yeah.
The rich are the middle class of Dubai.
It's new money.
It's new.
The rich makes
the middle class.
Yes.
Then there's the wealthy.
Everyone there is rich.
Yeah.
And then there's the super elite wealthy.
It makes the UK look like a village.
Yeah.
It's like new money, bro.
Mm.
They all got money and they're all rich. They don't work. And it's the only country where the black people are not at the bottom. It's the Pakistanis and the Indians at the bottom.
Oh. Yeah.
Then the blacks.
Then, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what's crazy, what I wanted to tell you, is that everything that you see in Dubai right now, 20 years ago, wasn't there.
Yeah.
It was a desert.
It didn't exist. It's almost like, being in Dubai is almost like, have you ever been to Sun City?
Yeah.
You know when you start seeing Sun City is actually built and it's not actually this lost palace.
Oh.
Because Sun City has this aesthetic, it's this lost palace and and there's these rivers that run through it. But one day when you're on your balcony, you see the bubbles coming from the pump next to the
river.
You're like, oh, this is a pool, not a river. So Dubai is like that, where you'll be by the beach and you'll realize, oh no, this is not actually a beach.
It's man-made.
These seagulls were brought here.
Yeah.
These seagulls are not from here.
Yeah. Mm.
This water is still, I haven't seen a wave. So again, like there's that whole thing of like Dubai is built.
Mm.
And you see it. Mm. But they did a magnificent job.
So how the guy did it as the sheikh now, used to travel with his dad, the previous sheikh. And go to all these countries. And he saw what people were doing like in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm going to do this for my people. So 20 years ago, that's when he started building Dubai as we know now. And they're still continuing, bro. Like the Burj Khalifa.
Yeah.
They're going to build another building bigger than that.
What?
Did you go to the Burj Khalifa?
Yeah, of course. You got it. And also they're building an underground city.
Really?
Yeah. They're also building their own moon. Hey.
Hey, yeah, what? Wait, whoa! Hey. Pull it back!
Come back!
Radimona, the Burj Khalifa, and all these things. And their own moon!
The own moon, bro. Let me research it for
don't
you.
Don't they have a piece in Dubai? They've got like a piece of land, or I don't know. I guess they know how to like get sand out of the water and turn it into land.
Okay.
So there's this project they've been working on that's shaped like the continents of the world.
Oh, yes.
And then you can buy that piece of land. So you can buy Africa, someone can buy Australia. And then you can basically build like a big house on it and have land.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that's the one thing I knew. That they literally built the planet again.
Yeah.
In water.
Yeah.
Now they're building a moon.
Yeah, here we go. $5 billion moon-shaped hotel in Dubai will let you experience outer space on Earth.
These niggas are wild. We can't keep the lights on. Other niggas are building moons.
Hey,
moons. Guys, we're not going to a generator station.
Hey,
guys, no ways. No, $5 billion for a moon hotel, my
stage
guys.
Six of on like stage six of the moon.
Hey,
not load shedding.
Not load shedding. How did you feel though coming back to this load shedding?
Oh, bro, man, that's why a part of me hates traveling. Because we realize what a shithole of a country we live in. But we have so much potential. Like, for one, the weather is shit there, bro. Like, it's fucking hot.
It's way too hot. And sometimes they don't report the proper heat. Because if the heat goes past a certain temperature, workers aren't supposed to work.
Oh,
is it?
Yeah. So they'll always underreport. Ah, no. Hey, 49.
Yeah.
And think about my 62. Too much.
Because they have to keep the economy going.
Bro, as soon as you walk out the airport, it's like a microwave. You can't breathe.
You can't, yeah. We experienced that, but it was just a layover there. So I know that feeling when you pass Dubai, like of the heat. So when we came out of the aeroplane, it was just too hot.
It couldn't breathe. The only other place I've experienced that is Nigeria.
Lagos.
Yeah. And even in that heat, you'll see three guys on a bike together. That's what Rani said. Wearing leather jackets.
And a bike.
You don't want to sweat it. When are you
eating jollof rice?
On the bike. Not sweating.
Wearing flip-flops.
But when you realize that, you're like, fuck, man. If we had a better government, we could be like miles ahead, bro. Because there's much potential.
Yeah.
This country, we've got the weather. We've got everything.
We've got weather. We've got well-educated people. We've got young people with dope creative ideas.
Mm.
Right? Mm. We've got Elon Musk, who was born from here.
Just
help us build some energy.
But that's the thing. Because the government hasn't invested back into the country, it's now losing creatives. So your Elon Musks, your Trevor Noahs,
everyone's
your Black Coffee. When you go there, you're like, I'll go there in December.
And just chill with the family, get Briar. Come, Jen. Go on.
There's this crazy thing they have. It's called U-Drive. You literally request a car. You drive the car, and then wherever you want to park it, you just leave it there.
Bro, there's something even more crazier. There's a thing that you get as well, celebrities have overseas, where you can request a same thing, like Uber, but for private jets.
Whoa! Oh, I've seen that in Brazil, it's big as well.
Yeah. Oh. You just you request, and wherever you are, they'll find a way to get you from where you are to the run field or the airport.
Okay.
So if you are in, let's say, New York, and the nearest airport, they go kai kai, they'll either send a chopper to meet you at this building, and then it'll fly you there, or they'll get a limo, it'll take you to your plane, and you fly out.
Bro, that's the kind of opulence I'm talking about. Mm. I went to an African restaurant to have dinner, and the food gets delivered by a robot. It's wild, man.
Wait, was it an African robot?
No.
Oh, my Sonja is here.
And it came very late.
In early African timing. And while I'm chilling there eating my food, you know, biggest song in SA comes on.
Hi, bro.
Hey, my new single.
Mkandim.
Wait, in Dubai.
Yeah. I went to the DJ, I'm like, this is my song.
So Rufuno came on and on.
No. you're coming with funny.
Hey, bro.
So the DJ plays my song. I go up to him like, this is my song. You can tell he doesn't know who the fuck I am.
Oh shit, I thought he played it because, you know, like they do that in certain places. They're like, oh, he's here.
Let's play his song.
He didn't even know it was your song.
He didn't know it, bro. He didn't know me.
That's when you know you have a hit.
Bro. And it's so crazy. When we started the year, right? Myself, Saul, and Ghost Lady. I asked them, what's your... what did I ask you guys? What do you want this year? Né? What's like your... Mm-hmm.
Ghost Lady, for
num ta. I want a thing. Guess what? I got my thing.
And my thing is, I wasn't really thinking about it. I was just like, what do I want that I don't have right now? I was like, I just want a hit.
Hey.
Yeah, and you've got a hit.
I got six hits in the EP, bro. Hey. God blessed me with six hits.
Hi, bro.
Wait, remember when you were like, there's a song I found in my archives?
Yeah.
This one.
No.
Okay. No, he hasn't touched his archives. No. Now he just put his name on
there. Yeah, I didn't produce any of these songs. I can't release my name, my songs.
So you poured the situation.
Yeah. I learned from the best. speaking about music, have you guys heard the brand new AKA?
Ooh.
Yes. Lemonade.
Yeah.
I heard it. And I'm just glad everyone is on the bandwagon, you know?
Mm.
What? I'm not the only one. That song is very piano-y-esque.
What?
No, man. It's good. I heard the song. I'm like, this song is dope, right?
Yeah.
And then I heard...
The log drum.
Yeah. And look, I give this up to Kenan. Kenan knows how to sample, bro.
Like
that music sounds better
than
with
you, baby.
Yeah. That song is a smash.
Yeah.
So to take that song and to get it to where it's at with this new record he put out, it sounds dope. I bought Nasty C on that.
Yay! It was nasty for real.
Yes!
What did you think, Ghost Lady?
Yay!
I just loved it more, especially for the fact that you know, AKA has gone through just to see him back, and he's actually at his same league. You know, it's like he's on his, like the AKA we've known.
Kenan is a hit maker.
Yeah. So this I was just happy. I'm like, yay, AKA is back.
I think Kenan is probably the best hip hop artist to come out of this country after hearing that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, guys, you have to give it up to AKA. Hit after hit after hit. Kenan is actually in love with the music.
He doesn't
make music to suit
timeless,
whatever.
Yeah. Bro.
So Kenan cooks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He goes into the studio and he cooks.
Mm.
He doesn't go, hey, what are people liking right now? What's the thing? Let me just do whatever the market wants. Mm. He goes, I need to put out something that's a banger.
Mm.
And he takes time and he cooks. This song, I heard it, I was like, this is a hit.
Bro, but how about KO though?
Yo,
can't you put KO in the same league as well?
Guys,
KO.
Because we got to talk about longevity and catalog.
Yes.
He's the Ryan Giggs of the game.
Uh-huh.
KO. Antoine. KO. Yeah.
Hey, but I still lean towards AKA more, man. Like that guy.
Over
like,
KO.
Yeah, bro.
Over KO.
Longer.
KO.
KO, though.
KO, yeah. So.
And he's got a big song right now. Sete is killing it.
But that's what I'm saying is that I think from a... reach point of view, obviously AKA, because AKA got the younger audience that grew with him. Now everyone's older. Even the young people are still, you know, what with AKA. But I think KO, dog, KO's been on since Nakwele.
Tear gas. The gas has run out. It's just tears.
Tears now.
From joy. He's making us cry.
Oh, shit. It's so weird we talk about this. The other day on my random playlist, bro, Kara Kara came on.
Oh.
Yo, exactly. I banged, bro. You know when you're not expecting a song? Huh. That song is timeless, bro.
They both did something, man.
You know the turning point of like any music genre? Mm. Like the turning point of Piano was Bo Shesha Keza.
Yes.
When Shesha Keza and them were coming out, that's when we were like, Piano's on now. Mm. When KO did Karakara. And everything that kind of followed around. Dog, that's when, honestly speaking, for me, South African hip-hop was doing well. Mm. But that's what cemented South African hip-hop.
Yeah. I'm shocked you still listen to AK because what Usha Bilagastin.
Antonum Shelegastin, Arayma. And Gasimliva, not just any stain. Face brief. What's Sebastina Salingamula? Give me a fair, no, man. Fair. Could have been a graduate.
You quit school.
Yes, sus.
And then you're like, oh, bitches like to laugh. Let me be a comedian.
You know, that's the only reason you became a comedian. Oh.
Together with laughter. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Guys, I used to read, I grew up with a single mom, Nikbala Cosmopolitan.
Oh.
What do women like? Man with a sense of humor.
A guy makes me laugh.
Oh, I forgot jokes. To tell you guys, in Dubai, you can't Google porn. I tried. You can't.
Hi,
boo. Yeah. I also found out from a friend when I was there.
What was your friend Googling?
My friend told me, Khuru, when he went on, a message came up saying, hey, you don't want to do that.
Really?
Yeah. There's a GIF that comes up of a guy.
You can't, like, it's bulletproof.
Yeah. Even when you try, go through other channels, goes, hey.
Oh.
You have to go via Twitter.
Yeah. Mm. My friend was also saying that.
Okay.
Mm. I don't know if he said the same to you. But black beats.
I think we have the same friend in common.
We went to the same friend.
Yeah. Man, can we just go to fucking Nasty C's verse, man? This kid is fucking amazing, bro.
Dude, honestly, Kenan, pound for pound, Kenan is a hit maker. And I love what you said, Ghosty. Like, even after everything he's been through a lot, right?
Yeah.
The fact that he can still deliver this quality of, and especially in the era of everything piano. Look, I do feel like the song has a dope ass log drum in it.
Yeah,
it's not as piano as piano.
No, yeah. You know who started that sound?
It reminds me of like Sondela. You know that Sondela?
Yeah, you know who started that sound? Tyler ICU. He did the one with Ricky Rick, and Lucas Raps.
Which one? Isn't it Sondela
in the club? Yeah, that came after.
That came after. Yeah.
Lucas Raps, Tyler ICU, Ricky Rick.
What it is?
Hola, what's up? Boom. That's the sound.
Yeah. But that's because for me, I'm just like, guys, this thing of like hating on sounds. Let's just jump on, bro. This is a sound that's ours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, we own it. Yeah. No one else in the world owns the sound. Instead of fighting each other for the sound, because the sound can take us far.
But I've studied Keenan. What he does is that he samples dance music.
Yeah.
Drops the BPM, makes it slower. Mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. And then gets a dope beat, and then kills the chorus.
Yeah,
he always does the chorus, and then he gets a dope rapper to come add some spice.
Ah.
Yeah.
But the dope rapper doesn't overpower him in the song, so you can't say Nasty killed AKA because
Nasty was fire.
Yo.
Oh,
let me read you the. Here you go. Keep a nice thing with lips and curves in my corner, a 10 on my lap.
Maradona.
I'm giving her some class. Cabernet Sauvignon her. I don't know what. What is that?
That's a wine.
Oh, okay.
I went and talked with a gin fan.
Actually, you come in at 7:01.
That's wine. I don't know what that is.
Here's my favorite line. When I made a gag, I was going for a tonsil.
Yay!
Yo. Yo.
Do you know what that means?
Yo. Zimpiwe. Zimpiwe. Have you experienced that? Ukilwa feature the tonsil link.
When I met a dad, I told him I'm an apostle. Damn, that nigga a fossil. Now everything is all right. You see my new car, right? I pulled up in the show and they were sleeping. The energy weak. I gave them some motive. Zaba, 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 zaba. Always out the country. I guess I'm Zai Zai.
Mm-hmm.
Hey! 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 Hey!
I think it's I can see, you know, when someone's always at the country, what via via, what Zaya Zaya?
Oh, Zaya Zaya. Yeah. Oh, Zaya Zaya was a person. Oh, Kazaya. Oh, like Kazaya, like Kazaya.
Yes.
Okay.
When they pull me over,
That's the one.
When they pull me over, I'm black, I might die. No SAPS, cool drink, high five.
Oh, now I get it.
SA, what a place to reside.
Yes.
Do you get it now?
Tides, Durban, the ever great sun.
Yes.
Live on the highway, pepper steak pie.
No, you can't.
You know the pie.
Remember this, pepper steak pie.
If you love the streets, you've had a pepper steak pie.
Yes.
On the highway.
Hey.
Oh, man. Black don't crack, so I bet I age fine. Got a little thing called ties, rolled a little cold dice. She rolled a little things called eyes, wrote a little thing called rhymes. Never told lies, you just couldn't see it with your own eyes.
Hey. I know.
Guys, I know.
Yeah.
Zai Zai, call me Zai Zai.
Look, guys, I won't lie, man. Like, I'm the biggest piano fan in the world.
Yeah.
But it's tracks like this that make you realize how much we've missed that
hip-hop.
That hip-hop influence. You know what I mean? Like, Oaks are talented out there, man.
Yes.
Oaks, like we... And what happened is piano came on and hip-hop kind of decided to backtrack a bit or to go, let's wait. Or whatever hip-hop was doing.
Mm.
And we didn't have...
Who's your top five, bro? In SA.
In SA, piano or...
Let's do hip-hop first.
Hip-hop.
Oof.
Casper on your vest!
He's gonna edit it out.
Remove.
People are gonna be like, why does he post top five at four?
Nah, dude.
Are you friends with him, bro?
Nyovi, that's my dude, man.
Yeah,
that's my dude. He's good people
for real.
And Kapo. They dope
me. Yeah, I like Kapo. Kapo's funny. Yeah, Kapo, funny as fuck, bro.
With Kapo gang.
Yeah.
Kapo's funny.
You don't think he's industry, Nyovest?
Nyovest is a businessman, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Nyovest is... He does what he needs to do to get on and to stay on.
Yeah.
Whatever needs to happen must happen. And
but it doesn't mean he must be a shit person. He can still do that and be a dope guy. Look at yourself.
Hey, man. Like, at his level, you know... And you never know what anyone has been through to become the person that they are.
I just
whatever that is.
Bro, I just don't subscribe to this industry bullshit, man. I hate it with a passion, bro.
There's some people that are like, and it's weird, and it's happened to me with a lot of guys that I know who are industry. There are people who can, like you and I can chill like this, right?
Yeah.
Any fucking time.
Even without the cameras.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then there are people that when you chill with them like this, we're like this, we're exactly like this. And then all of a sudden, four people enter the room and they become industry. And they become, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Wow, we don't drink this. What is this? Get this away. Hey, make sure we get this. We only eat this. We don't. And you're like, yo, bro, we want.
So who does that? Who does that?
You want like this?
Who does that?
I'm not going to mention any names.
Hi. Oh.
You know? I don't know this.
Is it like that in comedy?
No.
Yeah, comedy is.
Comedians
just...
are the most down to earth people because our job is like, to listen to the world. You know, we study human behavior.
Mm.
So you can't act up or switch up when you're a comic. A lot of that you'll find with telenovela stars, soap stars, you know, people who have
musicians. They don't know how to turn off I'm not famous anymore.
Yes.
Turn off, just go back to normal. Yeah.
Oh.
And they take it home. They take it with them when they go out, and it's heightened when they're around other people, or they're around other people like them.
Oh.
And then they look at you weird, like, how? MacGyver. Why are you wearing flip-flops? What? How? We're here. Why aren't we? You're just having a beer. Why aren't we? Sparkling lights. And it's like, no, guys. You know, be famous on TV and the things you need to do. You don't have to go out and make people feel a certain way or make people feel uncomfortable around you.
Mm.
You know, I watch things like that, bro. How you treat people that you're with.
Yeah.
And how you treat people that work for you.
Yeah.
You know, you see how they treat their PAs or their drivers or stuff like that. You're like, oh, guys, there's no need for… So I get you when you say industry.
Mm.
There are people who are like, industry. But what most people don't have, and that's what I'm saying to you, is don't forget. People don't have this family system you've built.
Oh.
You know, you can still be MacGyver because you have all these people that keep you grounded.
No. Shake Mkwebo.
Oh, shake. Shake Quips. Nah, bidi bidi. Shake Quips. What's up, Wakidi? Kidi 7 study robot. Robot boy. What's up, MacGyver?
Time 3.
The train killer song. Anything else?
Can we not talk about Dubai in the next episode, please?
Girl.
Just like we did with the UK.
It's a must. My boy's from Dubai.
Hey, did you hear Tabak's love?
They know him.
Did you hear Tabak's love? Like a hose pipe.
Was that someone's love?
Yeah. Look at Tabak. I'm like, hey, Tabak.
Like a good generator. There's no chip. Quiet up, Tabak.
Oh shit.
Trauma.
Yeah, top five. You're going top five, man. Oh,
top five. KO is in my top five. Hands down. Blackie.
Ooh, you made it in the top five. Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Nah,
he's actually nominated for BET.
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
It's about damn time, man.
Yay.
Kid is talented.
Blackie, Rouge.
Rouge!
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. I wasn't expecting that.
Rouge is fire. And you know where I saw Rouge work hard? It's so weird. And this is not like the actual platform, but like I saw Rouge have to do raps about different topics every week on like, some Castlelight show she did with Donovan.
Oh, yeah, the Castlelight show. Yes, I remember.
So
that.
To see her. Because Rouge is talented, right? Yeah. I dig everything about her. But to see her adapt to that week in, week out, and to still kill it, I was like, ah. I mess with Rouge.
Mm.
Nasty?
Woo!
Definitely. Ah, dog.
Damn. There's a lot of new school cats in your top five.
Yeah. Because the old school guys that I F's with are gone, you know, so I'm not going to put them in the list.
Mm.
I'm a proper flabberisto, me.
Mm.
Flabber.
Yeah, no, flabber was.
Double HP. Mm. Flabber. Flabber.
Mm.
Grab the bull by the horns. Stakeholder. Come on. You hear it, Mukwebo.
Yes.
Shake my hood. Grab the bull by the horns. Stakeholder. Have you ever posed a song or I never? And have the bull by the horns. Stakeholder.
What Slicker saying at that time?
Slick.
What Slicker saying?
I couldn't afford to pay the bill because Ben Klu Peggy. I think after that line, Slicker was like, aye, this hip hop thing's not working. Slicker quit after he heard that line. He was
went offline.
They were playing the song back. Couldn't pay the food to pay the bill because me clue Peggy. Who's that, dog? Haru and Tangaran.
Never.
I
think offline, let me go online.
Let me go out. What's in the table, AKA?
That's when Slick Online started. Couldn't afford to pay the bill because me clue Peggy.
Yeah. Yeah. Niggas are busy zang zang.
Zang zang. Usemba can be.
Usubiki.
Asking you from when you're ordained. Why Udi large? When you know Usubiki. I can't afford to pay the bill.
You're the type of guys when they ask you, do you want spring, still water, restaurant? No, no, tap. Please.
Tap, tap. Baby.
Can't afford to pay the bill.
You should pay kill.
All right, number one.
Oh, man. So, yeah, so like I said, Jabba and
Flava.
I like my faves. Man.
No cool cat. Hey, cool
wait
cat
a minute. Awesome. Wait, how do I forget Questa? Guys, no ways. Mm. So I've been a Questa fan from day one.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the reason why also like Flava became such a big thing for me is because he started working with Questa.
Oh, yes. Right? Bada bing, yeah.
Nah, my number one's Questa.
Okay.
Nah. Hands down. Mm. Also, what he did to these Oaks with this battle thing that was happening. Guys, Questa has a way with words in different languages.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he can do wordplay in English, do it in Zulu, do it in Tswana in the same song.
That's crazy, man.
So yeah, I'll go Nasty, Blackie, KO, Questa.
No AKA.
AKA.
That's no, fine. Java.
No, Mars Java's. I wouldn't say Java's more hip hop.
Yeah, that's ambitious. Cause
yeah. We have to hear what Java's song sounds like when he's alone.
What's been happening, man? What do you guys think about this Kehlani Khumalo thing? I haven't been following it, but it sounds wild, man. This week, what happened?
Hey, man. Also, Ghost, you're going to have to fill us in because there's too many things happening now. Guys, this thing happened how many years ago?
Few years, right?
Yeah. Like in 2014, right?
2014. Yeah, that's like 8 years ago.
Because what I heard, I'm paraphrasing here. I don't know the real story. Yeah. Fact check, you'll check for me. But what I heard is that apparently the sister and Kelly, Senzo was fucking the sister.
Yeah, basically. Was also sleeping with the sister.
Damn.
You see what I mean, right?
So I allegedly.
Oh, fact checker.
Can you give her a mic there? Yeah.
Give her the mic.
Yeah?
Is it true, Beba?
I don't know if it's true because it's speculated, but apparently there's a witness who will be coming forth to state that was the whole argument in the house.
Fuck.
Does this witness have a show on Moja Love? Or Buffalo Up?
I don't know.
That's wild.
So there's a witness in the pipeline who can verify Khuri. These ones were chowing each other on the side. So does that now change the narrative? Does that mean that this could have been, instead of it being someone else, could this have been like a...
Yeah, because it seems
a
like...
a domestic violence case.
Yes, where Kelly shot Senzo. After finding out...
Oh, they say
was Kelly trying to shoot the sister? I'm trying to find out. And then Senzo... But I don't know.
Oh, keeper.
Ladies and gents, my name is Saul Solomzi Penduka. I've lost weight, but I am Saul. This is not.
No, but this is wild. It opens up a can of worms.
That's
bro.
What I'm saying, right? Because now it becomes...
Or maybe it's Lungile who now finds out Senzo's chowing his girlfriend and he shoots. You know,
Because the way we were told was this thing was a robbery.
Yes.
Right? Someone popped up. They were all chilling together. Gun went off. That's what we've known for 8 years. Mm. Now there's all these stories surfacing. No. Mang mang na cholal mang mang.
the best friend ran away. This is what I'm also, one of the things I, because I've also haven't been keeping up with the case, but one of the things I heard was what his best friend, when the gunshot went off, he ran into the next door room or bedroom and tried to jump out there, but I told her the battle pass. And there was no Vaseline. I see Fasonke and I'm tight. So I'm like, if it was, so again, right, back to our speculation or whatever the speculation is, if it was someone who's well known within the circle who shot Senzo, why would I, as the best friend, run out? You know what I mean? Why wouldn't I be like, because if it's a random person who's come in and started shooting, yes, we all run.
Yeah, and then
we'll regroup later. Hey, what happened? But if it's one of us and the gun goes off by mistake, why am I running? Why am I trying to jump out the window as but your
this,
best mate?
But this narrative kind of fits, because if you think about the way Kelly has been moving in the media, she hasn't been like a widow who's sad that Senzo. She's never like gone and done the whole Mandla thing, wearing a black, hey, justice for Senzo, fighting for, you know, we want to get to the bottom of this. She's just been low key.
But hasn't she been like at the center of like, people bashing her,
people blaming her. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Kelly's had to like handle this whole situation differently because people have blamed her.
Mm.
It's like what's happening with this. There's an American rapper who recently got killed. PNB, I think.
Yeah, punk rock something.
Yeah, right. And people are blaming his girlfriend because they say she tagged the location where they were at on social media. So they tagged that we had Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle here. You know, the proper date night vibes. We're in the Rolls.
Oh.
We got our Louis Vuittons. We got our Rolls Royces. But on her Insta stories, she tagged where they were. And then they got robbed. Homie got killed, right?
Yeah.
Same thing happened to the... She got wigged over there. She making a moon over there.
I know exactly what you're talking about. He also gave...
Pop smoke.
There we go. Yes.
Same thing.
So now they're blaming her, right? And it's like, guys, this thing happened.
Mm.
You know, these two people were in a relationship. Oak got popped, he died, she's mourning.
Mm.
But social media is going, this is your fault.
Yeah.
You shared the location. Mm. You did this. So that's what's been happening to Kelly, right?
Mm.
Kelly's been getting the flak from day one.
Yeah.
Even before these things surfaced of, hey, maybe Oswaga and Ajola le Motu, or even the fact that she could have pulled the trigger. All these things are only surfacing also, now.
For the fact that Usenzo was also married, you know, and her being a, well, side chick, you know.
Yes, Kelly
but if that story is true, then it paints a bad light on Senzo. Because, I mean, dude, this is your side chick. Now you're chowing the side chick's sister.
But I care anything after wife.
Exactly. Already he was bad.
Because it was like...
he was taking also, the 442 formation too far.
I
want to
know from a side chick point of view.
Wena.
just taking it literal.
I want to know, right? Ghosty, I don't know if you've ever been. Lady Fact Check, I don't know if you've ever been.
Okay.
Aside.
As a side chick,
do you have the right to be upset that there's another?
No, you can't.
That's a good question.
No, you can't be upset.
Because you're side, right?
Yeah, especially if you know.
But I get you're the side. So can't you be upset because...
You are the...
Yeah, you're doing this because official you're side. Getting away from this. Mm. So
That's when you're entitled side, to the side position. Now, if you are feeling entitled to the side position, you feel like you are the only. But at the end of the day, there can be another side of a side, you know?
Mm.
When you go to the restaurant, I mean, they say, we offer you two sides.
Yeah.
Or three sides, yeah. You know? So,
and the slicker says, no, not for me.
The slicker says, three sides. Can't afford to pay the bill. I'm stupid.
Fat checker, have you ever been aside? Let's hear from a 2000 point of
view. Yes.
No, I haven't been aside, fortunately.
How would you know?
A friend of yours, maybe, that you might know?
I almost did, but I cut it once I found out. So, no,
that there was
a
main
stick. Yeah.
Oh, so you were aside for a while?
Yeah.
How did you find out?
obviously, people will always be talking. And he was popular. He's in the fashion vibes. So it got out. And yeah.
Wait, I don't understand. So what got out?
The word. I can't disclose who he is, but he's a designer. So he has celebrity friends. And the word got out that you're not the only one. There's a main. So you have to sideline.
Yeah, I thought Lynn, not David Charlie was.
Next. This is a horror. How?
Or is it McG? The fashion McG?
Mm-mm, I can't disclose.
Are you into McGs?
No. That's a shake.
I thought you just said you can have more than one wife now. I win.
Anyway, Ghost Lady, what's he got for us, man? What's been happening? What's been happening, Ghost Lady?
So, guys, have you heard this? The relationship here, Prince KB and Uzola. Like, so there's just been a lot of people, like.
Seven.
No. Zola. Her name is Zola.
King.
Her name is Zola. Her name, yes. Okay. So there's been trouble in paradise to the point where, which was kind of interesting for me, was that she actually wanted him to cut off his mom financially.
Yo!
Would you guys allow your woman to, like, take you to the extent of saying, you must cut off your mother?
Fuck, you are talking to the two biggest mommy's boys. I think, and tell me if I'm wrong, we're the type of sons, our moms would rather drive the Bentley and we drive the Toyota.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With those boys.
Yes.
Yeah.
So fuck, that didn't happen.
So that could never happen.
Never.
Forget about it.
But isn't she cheating as well?
Yeah, so that was the first way all of this started, is that she's also apparently cheating. Mm. And because of there were rumors of Prince KB cheating, and now she's retaliating.
Is she cheating with someone that works in fashion?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get that guy. We're going to get it.
We're going to find it. Just the guys we're thinking about don't.
We found the site.
You know what I mean?
Is it as worse when a celebrity male figure is cheating as opposed to the female of that celebrity? So, like, if Prince KB was cheating, is it as bad as his wife cheating or his girlfriend? Do you get my question?
I get your question because, you know, I think we go, okay, in the relationship, this is the famous one.
Yes.
This is the one who makes the money. This is the one who has more temptations and whatever to face.
It's obvious.
And then, bah, it ends up being the wife that ends up cheating on him. It is a bit of a shock to the system. That's why when you hear news like that, you go, she's cheating probably because he cheats.
Of course, yeah. You know always have a reason.
You never think, how could you do a Prince KB like that? You think, ooh, what has he done
to
push her to get to the point where
Which one will have more likes on Musa Kaule's page? Prince KB cheating? These are his 8 girlfriends?
Or the wife?
Or the wife is cheating?
Definitely the wife.
Why? That's what I'm trying to understand. Why is it like that?
Because
you don't expect the woman. You don't expect
the woman, number one. Or never mind just the woman. In a relationship of the person who's the higher power, you don't expect the other person to be the one doing that. You know what I mean? Even if the roles were reversed. Even if it was the woman who was famous and the guy wasn't famous and he's cheating, you know? Mm. You know, like a Mom Keys's ex-husband. Mm. And you're like, Winzani. Winzani.
It's not a rap yet.
Clementine is going to lose his bed.
Oh, I get you.
You know what I mean?
Whatever the scale is.
It's a status thing. It's not a gender thing.
Right? So the one that's going to get the more traction is the one who's done wrong to the person. So the wife will obviously get, the wife cheating, or Zola cheating in this case, will get more traction on a gossip page because we're like, yo, what did homie do? Mm. Or for people who might have other backstories, they go, oh, this is revenge for when he sent that 2-page BB. Mm. You know what I mean? Prince KBI. His fingers didn't even touch. Did you remember? They didn't go all the way around. His hand was up here. You've seen him, DJ. He's got big hands. It finished here. They were still like... Hi guys. I'm not the only one that saw that thing.
So you see that and you go, maybe that's because of his behavior.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why
he decided
to step out. But either way, man, like...
What happened to Vusi Tembakwaya's wife? The reason they're getting a divorce? She was on drugs or something. I read an article, she was on drugs or something.
Is that what Vusi's saying? Or is that like a fact?
Yeah, in court or something. That's what he's saying.
I'm asking,
is it Vusi's statement or is it like a thing that they found out in the case?
Check the article for us, the fact checker.
But there's a GPV case, like, because he allegedly, like, beated her. So that's...
Have you ever been cheated on while you were famous?
While I was famous... Why do you have your hand up? What do you know, fact check? Fact checker, Tswakataba.
It's on the Vusi.
You're the designer.
No, it's on the Vusi Tembakwaya case. It doesn't say anything about the drugs, but it does stipulate that there were gender violence cases.
No, man, I'm telling
again,
you.
See why I'm asking.
Or isn't
right?
that what he alleged about her?
That's what it's stipulating, he alleged it.
Yes.
But it's not stating that she was on drugs. I don't see anything about her being
So it's
on drugs.
Both alleged on both sides.
Both sides.
Because let's not forget what these things do to people's careers, right?
Because
we know Vusi Tembakwaya as Vusi Tembakwaya.
Yes. Vusi Tembakwaya from Zulu Mini Crisis. You know? Vusi Tembakwaya.
Yeah.
So then this thing surfaces, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's one of those things where you're just like, what? Vusi hitting his wife doesn't make sense.
Mm.
Now all of a sudden, wife is on drugs, doesn't make sense.
Mm.
We don't know, right? So I'm just like, with things like this, where there's an alleged on this side, we almost have to let these things play out. Otherwise, we'll find ourselves in a position where people's careers have ended, guys.
Look at Tolles Mo,
right?
Yes.
3.5 years.
Mm. Was it that long?
Three and a half years. This man has been battling a rape allegation, right? But for that 3.5 years, people weren't like, let's wait and see.
No.
For 3.5 years, people like, Velum Repeal. There were groups. There were what?
Mm.
There were people who were like, Mo, what? He got pulled off everything.
Everywhere.
He got cancelled on everything.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got the pleasure of watching Mo's first show on Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh.
Yo, guys, it was the most emotional thing. When he walked on, we were at Kofi in Centurion. When he walked on, he got a standing ovation.
Wow.
He went on stage. I spoke to him before the show. He was super nervous. Imagine, you haven't been on stage for 3.5 years.
Shit.
Yeah.
Comedy is one of those things, it's a muscle. You have to keep training it to be like soccer. Yeah. He went on stage and he did almost an hour. He did about 45 to 50 minutes on stage.
Oh.
And he spoke about what he went through.
Wow.
Uktwasa.
Wow.
Spoke about things only Mo could talk about.
Yeah.
And he killed. He destroyed. And at the end, he burst into tears, bro. And again,
Kofi's gonna come on the show.
Big standing ovation.
Oh.
People go.
Gotta do a Dr. Maling.
He wasted his tears at Kofi. If he comes to cry here, Mac, what is that? Mac, hey. Where's the bodies and the Akala swimming pool? How about you swim?
Pull out the banking details. Please, not at the bottom.
No, man, Thomas Moore wasted his tears in Centurion, man.
Hey, those tears have helped. Yeah. Hey, what bookie? Hey, new gig, what is yours? Somebody perform a half time.
Thanks, bye.
Mac, wait, hey. When I can always heat the motor, Zama. What is yours? Hey.
He was telling me the other day, Pori gave him 25,000.
Oh!
Maporisa, yeah.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah, man. He's doing well. You're right, man. Like, I follow him on WhatsApp now.
So I follow him on social. I've always followed him on social media. Dog. For everyone who says the podcast, what you know, all the podcast haters.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you right now. Guys, when you come on the podcast, your life changes, guys.
Life
changes. Come next week, Saturday. Heritage celebration. What is yours? Lingers.
Entertainment.
How many bookings did Lingers get after the show,
yay,
guys?
Yay.
Immediately after the show, everyone followed. This man is booked. And one thing that really touched my heart is, I think he tweeted that he's managed to pay a certain amount.
Yeah, 100,000.
Yeah. Yeah, 2 SARS.
2 SARS,
yeah.
Yes.
Boom, dog. Look at that. He's back.
Tell them about the story of Baba, the one you were telling us before you came on the show. Yeah.
Yes. So I remember, you see, talking about coming on the podcast and your life changing. So one of the first things I did in the beginning of the year, when I came out of rehabilitation, I came to the podcast. Mm. I remember we spoke when I was still in rehab and you were like, dude, when you're done, wozo kalela la.
Yeah. But you're
not
Kalani,
boy.
When you cut
your car, it's not going well. Also, Kalala. Hey, guys, so Kalala. Man, you know, depression, man. Come on, the judge. Hey. Kala. Yo, man. So before I came to Kala, you know, I remember the one time when I was in rehabilitation in White River, right? And what they took us on an excursion on one of the days. We went to the big swing, you know, jumping off. You have to do activities to get you into the swing of things. So the one of the shops that was there at the big swing was this shop, Dibaba.
Mm.
And I remember I got to Dibaba. I asked the two ladies working there, what's Dibaba? But no, it's a local brand. What? Got, oh, dope. I bought a top. I bought a sweater. Didn't think anything of it. Sharp, boom.
Yeah.
Then when I got out, I remember you were like, hey, dude, what's your card?
Mm.
Right? And then we made an arrangement to come to the podcast. And on that day, I wore my black Dibaba top.
Mm-hmm.
I wore a black Dibaba top. Mm. We had our interview. Turned out to be a dope ass episode. I think we're approaching 900,000.
For real?
Hey,
yeah.
Shit.
Not that I check all the time. But the light is hambara.
Okay.
Know?
Is it the one where we've got lost lava in the bank?
Yeah. So I rock this Dibaba top. We have our episode. Dope. Sharp. Last week, I'm in Rosebank, right? I'm going to Shelf Life to go get sneakers. And there's this guy, literally outside of Shelf Life. He sees me, he's like, Sean. Mm. So normally I'm like, hey, I can smell a conversation coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So let me hit a Sean Tanga and walk past. You know, so I'm like, Sean, my guy, quickly go into Shelf Life.
I'm going to my Uber.
Yeah. Bro, I must have spent like 15, 20 minutes in Shelf Life, you know, looking at stuff. Like, I get along well with everyone at Shelf Life. When I come out, this dude is waiting for me at the door. I'm like, yo, this guy, 20 minutes. He's probably been waiting here.
Now you feel bad.
Now I feel bad. And he's got his phone out. I'm like, yo, this dude's been waiting for a picture for 20 minutes.
Wow. Yeah.
So I approach him. He's like, hey, Sean Poza. Mm. You know, he introduces himself. Mm. And then he goes, yo, man, you have no idea what you've done for my business. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I'm Dibaba.
Hmm.
I own Dibaba. And you went on the podcast and you wore one of my t-shirts. And ever since your episode on the podcast, business has been booming.
Mm.
He's like, immediately after the episode, it blew up.
Wow.
People wanted Dibaba merchandise. They got a hold of me. I've been printing. I've been moving units. And he's like, he had a business in Joburg. So Dibaba's actually from this side, from Kokasi. But it was the store was unsuccessful, and I think COVID hit, and he got an opportunity, I think through tourism, to go and open up where I saw him by the big swing in Mpumalanga. And that's one of the franchises he had. But since the episode, it blew up, right? Wow. Dibaba blew up.
Mm.
Dog, I don't know. I just wore Dibaba top to come see y'all. Nizos Kalela, right?
How?
And then, in his... So, he while I was in Shelf Life, he quickly ran to his car, found like three tops, put them in a bag and came. Mm. So, while he's holding his phone, he's got a pack of stuff. He's like, yo, here's some t-shirts. I hope they fit. I just want to say thank you. We exchanged numbers.
That's a black
like,
person.
It's a black dude. Oh. A black even better, dude, even dog, better. You know?
Oh.
And... So when you gave me a call to say, hey, Ntwana, solo shower monkeypox. Ntwana, I am back.
Ngizokhala.
Ngizokhala, Ntwana.
I have it in my head to think it's not monkeypox. It's all the bags that Sol has been getting. They're too much.
They're too much. There's too much money.
He doesn't know what to do.
He doesn't know. You're tengani.
See what the podcast
yes,
does.
Yes.
Yes. So dizzy.
So dog, when you called me to say come through, I remember thinking, because normal thing, like, yes, what am I gonna wear? And I saw the bag, I was like, let me rock. Go. So this I literally pulled out of the bag that he gave me last week. And to think, like, you literally called me just now. Let's rock.
Fucking hell, that's amazing. Dibaba. Speaking about black businesses, man, we've got another chiller. So this is Wi-Fi power supply. So during load shedding, if you want to power your Wi-Fi, this is the baby you should get.
Oh. Wait, so what does it do? Like, does it have its own
So
like battery?
So if you got a router, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say this is the router. You plug that into your router and during load shedding, your Wi-Fi will stay on.
Oh, it's like a power bank for your router.
Yay.
Okay, that's dope. How long does this last?
About 4 hours. Black owned company.
That's dope. Black owned.
Yeah, black owned, man. He's a chiller pushing.
So it's good for this power. Stage six because right now it's going.
Kestan Nelson. Yeah, this is what we need for stage six.
The power supply has a built in rechargeable battery. When there's load shedding, the battery assists by powering the router and fiber box for up to 4 hours. When electricity comes back, the device will take an hour to fully charge since it will be connected to the main power socket.
That's dope.
The device works for all fiber routers and LTE routers. Once connected, you don't need to disconnect and it connects automatically.
Oh. So how do we purchase?
Let me get the details. But you see, people are pushing, man. People are pushing, man. It's so great to see.
And we need to support each other.
That's whether
consciously or unconsciously. You know what I mean?
It's that simple. You can follow them on Instagram, kestamelson.ups. That's K-E-S-T-A. Well, I'll put everything up.
So we know how much it is, where we can get it.
Yeah, man. But fuck, man. That's amazing, bro. That's amazing, man. That's all we got to do as black people, bro. Just support each other.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. We must, you know, like if ever there's an opportunity to put each other on, we must put each other on, guys. There was a time I phoned Mac because I was at the gym, right? Are you still gymming, by the way?
Hey, man, I did for a week.
Yeah,
I did for a week.
You went to gym for 1 week?
Yeah.
Hey, you can't commit to nothing. Yeah?
Except drinking.
So there's this guy that I gym with and he was like, you know, he looks, I call him Small Zulu. He looks like Big Zulu without the dreads, you know?
Okay.
So he... I remember the one time with Jimmy, he comes up to me, he's like, hey, my guy.
Small Zulu, big Zulu.
You catch it now.
If I don't know your name, I'll give you a name. Right? No, but this guy literally comes, you know, his name's Derek. He comes to me. He's like, yo, man, can I talk to you after gym? So I'm like, you know, we always have banter. Let's chat. Immediately after gym, we sit there by the kawaii. This man hits PowerPoint presentation.
Wow.
I am Derek. I work for this and this and this. I heard MacGyver saying he's struggling with his grandiose.
Yeah.
So I can get him here, here, here. What? So he has a whole PowerPoint presentation. And he's like, if you can help me, we can put him on, we can do this. And then, you know, you can cut a deal. I'm like, yo, I don't want nothing, bro.
Yeah.
If you saying you can get my boy into all the topses and what, here's his number. You know what I mean? And I said, give me your number, I'm going to give it to Mac.
Yeah.
And that's all I did. You know what I mean? And that's, I feel like as black people, if you're in a space where you can move someone on,
yeah,
don't do it because you're going to benefit. Yeah. I think that's going into a common government rule.
Yeah. Mm.
Is, yo man, let's build something. No, 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 but I need to get something.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm the one that connected you to the guy who makes the tar.
Mm-hmm.
So I need, no guys.
Just get the tar done. Just get it done.
Get it done.
He can do it.
Let you do this. You can do that. Mm-hmm. Here's the people. Boom. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that whole, I said through a 42-minute PowerPoint presentation only to say, I'll get the number.
Okay.
And the thing is, you might not even claim that now, but because of that relationship you've built with that guy, or the Dibaba guy, right, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
In 20 years' time, which is what I saw with Drip, because we started at the same time when nobody knew Drip, not even Casper. No, I'm just putting it out.
Okay.
So it was a startup, right? And look how big Drip is right now, right? Mm-hmm. So imagine, so just because of your relationship with this Dibaba guy, if your daughter grows up and wants to be in fashion and Dibaba now is Louis Vuitton of fashion,
look at that.
He's just a phone call away to like, yo, my daughter, boom, boom, boom.
Yes.
Which is what these white people do. Mm-hmm. That's how they keep generational wealth.
Exactly. So that's why if we can put each other on, guys, if we can put each other on, let's put each other on.
Just plug.
Just plug.
Just play.
Plug and play. Because one day we can come from being super gil to affording to pay the bill.
And zai zai.
And zai zai.
Hey, by the way, Grand Jure is now available at all macro stores. So head out to your nearest macro and get yourself a bottle of Grand Jure. Ghost Lady.
Are they restocked in Tuana?
Yeah, they're all sold out.
Hey, I was at macro the one time. I'm buying Grand Jure. I'm like, guys, where's the Grand Jure? But the truck never made it.
Yeah.
Right? Let me, you know when you're like, I don't like to name drop, but you know in the moment when you're just like, hey, let me phone my boy.
What's up?
Lana Shelfie Ames.
I'm
a piliato actor. I feel your heart in there. They're making me do this. I'm on the phone.
But you couldn't afford the Billy.
I couldn't afford the Billy. I had Grand Jure money. So I'm looking at the Grand Jure aisle. So I'm iPhone Mac. Antoine.
Where's the truck?
Antoine, there's no Grand Jure here, Antoine. Where's the... And Mac is like, yeah, Antoine, hey, my man. Yeah, the truck with the Grand Jure by Shile.
What?
And yeah, it's been hijacked.
Security realized there's some niggas in the car seat right now.
Well, he look on the rear. Yes, Ayasha, Antoine, he need grande yeyo.
So right now, the niggas were drinking Grand Jure because it came as doula. Now they know.
Oh, shit, man.
We need to plug each other.
We gotta, man.
Oh, shit.
Before we head out, Ghost Lady, Rings of Power, are you still watching?
I'm still watching.
Are we still together?
We're still together. Yeah? Are you watching?
Yeah, of course, man. Yeah. Good. It's one of my favorite series at the moment.
I need to watch.
Rings of Power, you gotta, bro.
Yeah, man. I've been spectating the commentary.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I've been watching the... I haven't gotten into it. I haven't had time.
Okay. Mm.
But again, we're having this like racial debate on stuff online, I see. Because people are like... You know, like the proper Lord of the Rings fans are like, yo, where the black elves coming from?
Which one is this one?
Which one is this one? Where these black elves coming from?
I guess they're trying to be inclusive.
Yeah, but I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
it used to be a white world.
No, I know, but also it's fantasy. Right?
Yeah.
So it's fantasy. So it's like you can always reimagine fantasy.
Exactly.
And but you gotta move with the times.
You have the staunch fans going, yo.
Yeah.
There was no black elves. Yeah. Now all of a sudden, where are these niggas?
Make sure you check it out on Prime Video, man. You gotta check it out. It reminds me, there's actually a debate happening right now with the Black Mermaid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ariel.
Yeah. So I saw, the last time I checked, it was sitting
the trailer
on
there.
The trailer was at 1.4 million dislikes.
Damn.
You know what I mean? And here's my thing, right? So I wanna put it out there, right, guys? Look. I feel like you build an audience, right?
Mm-hmm.
You build an audience, whether you're a Lord of the Rings franchise, whether you're a Disney or whatever, Little Mermaid franchise, yeah. you build an audience, right? And then later, you have the social responsibility to start being inclusive.
Yeah.
So now you start throwing in black characters.
Yeah.
You know? But now, you're forgetting about that 600 million plus fan base that you've built of... Yeah.
Staunch.
Mm. And we're not saying that they're racist. Mm. We're just going, this is the world you've created
yeah.
for me.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is the world that I know.
100%.
This is the all picture that people know.
Yes, this is the picture that I know.
And then all of a sudden you put a picture
all of a sudden,
it's a different person.
There's a little black girl with braids.
With dreadlocks.
Swimming!
Underwater! Underwater!
Oh, that's one thing I realized when I was in Dubai. Hey, now it started. When I was in Dubai.
I'm a shake and peggy, so.
I realized that in SA we are too woke, bro. Mm-hmm. And we inherited that from America. It's uh-huh. not us.
It's not us.
And
bro.
That's what I love about people in Dubai. They were never stripped away of their culture. That's why they still wear things like this.
Mm-hmm.
So they are developed in terms of infrastructure and whatnot. But their belief system, their culture hasn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
They've remained true to it. And I think as Africans, if we remained true to our culture, would be far off. Because right now, we are so... It's like, okay, what are they doing in the UK? We take that.
We adapt, yeah.
Yeah, what are they doing in the US?
We forget
culture.
When it happens to us, the rules change.
Yeah.
And I'll make an example, right? Uh-huh. So right now, as SA, we're probably championing and we're behind Ariel being black. Yes, it's about time. It's our chance. It's our chance. When I say that 600 million base of people that has developed from let's say Ariel, Little Mermaid fan base, right? I'm not just talking about white people.
Mm.
It's not just white people who are going, yo, you've upset the equilibrium of things.
Yeah.
It's the Islamic people. It's the, you know, Hispanics. It's the Asian people. It's everyone around the world who goes, this is how we know this thing.
Bro, you make such a perfect example
because
I'm a staunch fan of Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And as the world, like especially in America, has become more woke, they've become more woke in Survivor. And it's not what I subscribe to.
Exactly.
It's not why I like Survivor.
Exactly.
So now I prefer the Australian one because it's just Survivor. It's not... Now the American one is more political.
Yeah,
they're
trying to...
take
all the LGBT...
Yeah, which is nothing wrong.
Race, what. But again, if you... Like, and that's my argument is that, guys, this is a fantasy world, right? And I'll flip it on us and I'll go, right now we're shooting Shaka Zulu. Right?
Imagine.
Finally, we're going to have Shaka Zulu in
shout
Zulu.
Out, shout
yeah,
out,
yeah, shout yeah, out. Yeah,
shout out to Mnaga. Did he get the role?
Yeah.
Because you listen, Mnaga's built like Hendrik Kyle.
Hendrik Kyle, no, it was not that comparison.
Check, man. Episode 312.
Yes, Shaka Zulu.
No, so Shaka's is, we're doing Shaka's. We're redoing it, and it's going to be in Zulu. Because I don't know if you guys remember, the first one was in English.
Yeah.
The one with Cyrus?
With Henry. With it Henry. Wasn't English.
Yeah, it was in English.
I only realized later when DJ Impo that I work with played me old clips, and you could hear the general going, "Yeah, too cumbersome, general." I'm like, "Wait, wait a minute." The only Zulu was like the backtracks.
Yeah.
There was a scene when Shaka ran away and then the lady was saying Ushaka uyakichi ma Ushaka uyakichi and then you see him climbing a mountain Ushaka uyakichi. That was the only Zulu in Shaka Zulu. Other than that, everything was English, right? So now, which brings me back to my example, is if we're really woke and inclusive and whatnot, then we won't have a problem with having Asian actors in Shaka Zulu.
100%.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now
fucked.
Now Shaka's
some
general,
white people in the Zulu tribe.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. He could be Asian. Shaka could be Asian.
Shaka could be an Asian guy. We have members of the LGBTQ community as, you know what I mean?
Is he Amabush?
All of a sudden, you're going to upset everyone.
Mm.
No, this is not what. But now we're getting upset at a bunch of people who are going, yo, Ariel wasn't black when we started this out.
I get you.
Lord of the Rings didn't have you know, black elves and what. So it's about...
It's like having a white soul. Imagine.
Imagine a white soul.
Yeah. Fuck.
John Flisman. Yeah.
Drop this fucking thing.
I get where I woke. Ah. It must be inclusive, right?
It must be inclusive. Imagine.
An Asian ghost lady.
So young.
Podcast and chill. Su Young is here. Sol Cuevas is here. Sol, va t'être bien this week.
This because we're trying to be inclusive. Then we lose this.
Yeah.
Then we lose
yeah,
this. The people that have
you're
helped
right,
to get to 100 million views yeah. are gonna be upset.
Yeah, you're right, man.
Do you know what I mean? So we gotta be sort of cognizant of
I'm
how,
telling you
how we introduce
pops this wokeness is killing us bro
it's
we gotta go back
us.
To our roots. That's why I love all these celebrities who are twasaring and whatnot. That's the only way, bro. We gotta go back to our roots. I'm telling you, this wokeness, it's an American thing, bro.
Yeah,
it's foreign.
It doesn't fit. Also, I feel like we're going through a lot of other challenges.
Mm.
Yeah.
We're not at woke level yet.
Yes, we're not at woke level.
You know, we're
yet.
Still dealing with other things. And I hear you, yeah. Ngona twas the song. Ngona si loge. I could never date Muto Twasai. Imagine Nippy's all of a sudden. Wow. And then?
Malume again.
Malume.
Wenzani umfana sekhaya.
Siyavuma.
Ngiyavuma le cake, ngiyavuma.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
God. Uyangipha na.
Hey man, we are here. This has been Podcast and Chill. Round of applause for our guest co-host, Mpo Pops. Oh, fuck, man.
Yo, thank you so much for having me, guys.
No, man. Thanks for having me as well, man. At your show.
The birthday show.
Oh, man. That
dude,
was, bro, there was so much love in the room there, man.
Dude. My mom was so happy when she saw you and Sol, bro.
Yeah.
It's like you're next to me holding my cheeky piece in your neck. You only cute this one after Casey had a grand show.
Oh man, it was beautiful.
Honestly, my birthday show was so magical. It was the first big thing that happened after being on the podcast.
Oh, right? Okay, okay.
And I noticed it, right? And that's why I'm here saying thank you, because I realized how many chillers were also at the show, right?
Mm.
And how I realized there were so many chillers at the show. Everyone on my birthday show was a surprise.
Mm.
From the ex to Mac.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So no one knew. Everyone thought they just come in to see me.
Mm.
And then I got on stage and Luiso Gola was there. Skonda was there.
Celeste.
And then I was like, oh, of course. And also the official DJ for the show. Give it up for Mac G. When I said that, yo, the crowd
went
lost
crazy.
Their minds. People stood up. People were screaming.
Yeah.
It took us time for them to settle down before we could carry on with the show.
Yeah.
And then Mac comes onto stage. And then he sits.
You forgot to put a pillow for you. You put pillows.
No one briefed me.
You my old shirt.
Didn't you see this?
Hey man.
Yo man, but,
shout out to you. That was beautiful.
Honestly, I appreciate it, man. Sol was also there,
yeah.
You know, like, so to see you guys there, the support, you know, guys, thank you so much, man. Like, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate that show. That show was the first, because that show happened 2 days after they announced that we could open up now.
Mm.
So I had already sold out capacity. We opened up more tickets. Those tickets sold out and it became this like huge thing, man. Yeah. So,
what are you doing now? What are you busy with?
Yo, dude, right now I'm going through what Sol's going through.
Yeah.
Oh.
The chicken pox are coming.
Nah, they're coming. I can feel them. No. I'm honestly booked and busy.
Today, oh yes, crazy season now.
It is crazy season. And like I said, everything from this year, like my year has just had this huge trajectory. Like it's just, and right now my calendar is full. Like today was supposed to be my first day off.
Oh.
All I had was a Zoom call and a presentation to do. Yeah. But you know, when the call comes in.
Hey.
Yes.
When the chic calls.
When the chic calls. Yes. Yes, I'm there. Yes. Susan, the tribute. We miss you, Saul. Can't we?
Hey, man. We are
so,
here.
So, man, yeah. Booked and busy. Yeah, man. And then after this crazy season, I'm going back on the road, dog.
Yeah. Shit,
yeah.
We wanted to... Are we still going back on the road together?
Man? Yeah, dog. Nah. I've got the thingies on lockdown.
Okay.
I've got the venues on lockdown. Yes. When you're ready,
yeah,
we are doing that show.
Yeah.
I even got a call from Suncoast.
Damn.
In Durban. There's a lady who called me from Suncoast. Angifuni next. Angifuni mali. Angifuni next. Ngifuna nizo yenza I grilling yaka Sol Penduka la ne live show yenu la. I'll organize the venue. I'll do everything. All you gotta do is just come here.
Bro, we've been speaking about it for years, bro. Let's do it, man.
There's a lady who, if we do this for her,
yeah,
they're gonna put her on.
Ah,
and she can give us access. So
lovely. Let's do it.
Done deal. I'm gonna speak to the team. It's done.
All right, clean, man. We're out here. Ghost Lady, anything you want to say?
No, guys. Thank you so much, Mpo.
Ghost Lady.
Beautiful.
You have no idea how happy I am to finally... Like, this is my third time. And then I get to finally see you.
Oh, you've never seen her before?
I didn't even know Ghost Lady colored.
No, but no.
Can't give her a whole time, Berenice. We still thinking next and the belly girl, yeah. Can't be. I'm checking the perm, yeah. Just adding mystery.
Hey man, can you sign out with the biggest song in Dubai right now?
I just don't know. Oh, okay.
I know.
Yeah, can you play the biggest song in Dubai right now? Where is it?
Yeah, in Dubai.
Yeah. Playing out this episode of Podcast and Chill.
Yeah, man.
From the Sheikh himself.
Hey. Yeah, man. You know how the song came about, no? So Sfiso, who's Saul's manager.
Yeah.
He works with Sir Trill and them, right? So I went to their studio. They played me about 20 tracks, dog, for the EP, right? So I'm like, yeah, these are dope, man. But I'm looking for the sound, man. This is what I'm looking for. So I explain. And then they gave me the song. I'm like, this is the one.
Did they? Oh, so as you explained it, they played you something. You're like,
this is the one. They just threw it away, bro. They were not going to use it.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
This is a banger, though.
Yeah. Now it's the biggest song in Dubai.
Ah, yeah. Hey. Habibi.
Yay.
Habibi.
Smack G, Central, Bailey, M Keys, Incantin. Do a radio intro for it there.
All right, thank you. What's the? It's Central.
Central, Bailey, M Keys, Incantin.
Incantin.
It's Bailey's Sertrill Mac G in Cantini Kyo Yadala all the way from Dubai here in South Africa with the Sheikh himself. Harry Kaling Mino, Wadi Jaja. Hey.
Tinta ngenzinki awe. Senga pisha mina ngasinta. Oh hey, ake ko song tinta ngenzinki. Oh hey, bafunga mina lo. Matting mambilo, while we list of a law, Utu hamba na milo, bafunga mina lo. Matting mambilo,
at a cost from
top,
sa,
Utu hamba na milo.
G.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.